Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Doherty and Steven Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Steven is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. So good to have you here listening with us. I just wanted to take this moment to remind you once again, as I do periodically, that we are a listener-supported broadcast, and we are so grateful to those of you who have decided to come alongside of us and pray for us and support us financially. If you'd like to learn more about how you can support this ministry and this outreach of our radio show, you can simply go to puresexradio.com. That's puresexradio.com. And right over there on the side of the front page is a little link that says make a donation. You can click on that and learn about all the different ways that you can support our ministry. Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm here with Steven. Hey, Steven, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, we're going to dive into this week's broadcast. And Steven, you brought this here, and this is about this. We're going to call this the hurting cycle. And this is really for our female listeners, the ladies who are married in our audience. But I think, guys, if you're listening, it's going to help you gain some insight, hopefully, into kind of the cycle that a woman goes through in terms of how she carries her pain. And Stephen, when you brought this in, I just thought, man, this is just really great insight about how a woman can go through this entire long, I mean, some of this is a long, long process that women go through, and they're still carrying hurt. And so we want to be able to provide, first of all, some information about what this cycle looks like in terms of how a woman is going to carry her pain and her hurt. And then we're going to do a follow-up broadcast next week on what a woman can do to actually deal with this hurt in very constructive, practical ways. So, Stephen, why don't you kick us off and tell us where we're going to go on this broadcast.
Okay. This is something that I frequently hear, and I've tried to map it out, and I'm calling just these are steps, if you will, of this sequence, because in step one, the female has something to talk about. Life has been difficult. She's experienced sadness, loss, grief, loneliness, and she wants to talk, and she needs to talk. And she knows in her being that she needs to take what she's struggling with to her spouse. So, step one. Step two, she actually formulates a conversation and sits down with her husband, says, I got to tell you something. Now, at that moment, something may happen to the male. I have to tell you something. We need to talk. There's something bothering me. Women process their feelings. They talk them out. They need to talk. Now, and I'm not trying to say everything is 100% here, so give me some slack on this. Some women don't talk.
Principles, yeah.
Yes, but most women need to talk and process what they're feeling. And so in step two, she goes to her spouse to have a conversation, and she says those things. Do you have a few minutes? I want to tell you something. But then something happens to the husband. He, like, locks up. He freezes those words, we need to talk, I have to tell you something. They instill terror.
Well, I'm just getting this picture in my mind as you're saying that. I'm getting this picture in my mind of just thousands of husbands out there who might be listening to our broadcast right now, and I can see, even as they're listening, they're not even in this conversation right now with their wives, but they've all had their wife come to them at some point in time and say, you know, we need to talk. And I'm just seeing, I'm picturing these guys' faces freeze.
Yes.
And they're, and you know, they got a lump in their throat, their heart's starting to beat faster.
Their face is flushing.
And they're just like there's like a panic. that kind of is it washes over them.
And I don't know exactly why that is, because it's a female. You know, she wants to say words. She wants to tell you about her life and her day and some disappointments and her children and her aging parents and her job. She wants to talk. But the guys are like deer, you know, in the headlights.
Do you wonder if some of that, and I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but do you wonder if some of that is that maybe men are more agenda-driven, whereas women might be more community-oriented?
Yes, that's absolutely true. But what I don't understand is why these guys respond so quickly, so fast, so completely with fear. And partly they're tapping an old issue that started long before their wife. It probably came from a difficult home, a place where nobody talked. Maybe they said emotions were stupid, and we don't care what you think. You do this in your seminar. We learn from the AA community. Don't talk, don't feel, don't think, don't even be. You're not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they shut up and they didn't engage very well. And in this moment, this woman is inviting this man to engage in the joy of a dialogue. And he is glazing over. First thing he does is he doesn't respond. And he hopes she just goes away. Maybe silence, she'll interpret that as, and then change the subject. If he doesn't respond, maybe he tries to ignore like he didn't even hear it. Then he fidgets and he looks around, he looks away, and he looks really, you know, distracted, zoning out, irritated. Or maybe he glazes over and goes deep inside his own head. You're looking at his eyes, but you can tell he's not present. He's gone. We need to talk has the power to send guys into terror. Maybe he will quietly get up and leave. Or some people will get drowsy all of a sudden and tired. Now, those are the nice guys. There's also the other guys that are a little meaner, and they'll get angry and loud and say, well, what do you want to say? Well, say it. Talk to me. God, you want to talk to? Why are you bothering me? Why are you doing this to me? And so, but most guys will not be that obvious about it. But his first response is run away. She wants to talk.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's basically what it all boils down to is there's a resistance.
Yes.
So she's got pain, she's got hurt, she's got something she needs to share that's on a significant level. I mean, and that's really what we're talking about here. We're not talking about, you know, minute things. We're talking about, this is called the hurting cycle. So this is something has impacted her life that is significant, whether it be something that has to do specifically with her husband, maybe some of his behaviors, or maybe not. It's just she's carrying some pain, she's carrying some hurt, and she wants to share it with her husband. And initially, the first response most husbands have is a wall, is to resist.
Yes.
So then,
number four, she's confused. Her friends talk to her, her sister and brother talk to her, her mom and dad talk to her. They talk through problems. They don't glaze over and get scared. People at work talk. People in school growing up talked. Everybody talks. Why is my husband not talking? Why is he not engaging me? I don't get it. So she goes into confusion is step four. And she can't figure it out. Why do I irritate him? Why does he avoid me? And then she realizes, I am still hurting. This is step five. I'm still hurting. I still have this. I want to tell my friend, my spouse, my husband, my lover. I want to tell him so he'll know this about me. Because if he listens to me and hears me and carries part of my story, we are bonded well. If he doesn't hear my story, we're not bonding that well.
So basically what happens in this whole first cycle of interaction is that nothing changes in her carrying her pain. She hasn't been able to unload it anywhere. She hasn't been able to get resolution. She hasn't been able to find peace. So this whole first cycle really leaves her in no better condition in terms of her carrying her pain. She's still got it. She's still got the hurt.
Yes. And so step six is she still needs to talk, but the frontal approach didn't work of just directly asking. And so she says, I need to confront him. We have to talk. Doesn't he know how important this is? If we talk, we bond. If we don't talk, we drift apart. It's dangerous. He must know that. So I'll just try something else. So she tries to be funny. She tries to be sarcastic. She tries to make a joke of it. She tries to get his attention. She may be a little pushy. She's pushing her agenda. She's more intense. And she's letting more of the hurt out to show him she's hurting and she needs him.
Yeah, and some of this could be, you know, the silent treatment or being kind of a, you know, throwing a pity party that's very public and loud. You know, there's different things like that where, again, rather than coming up like she did before and saying, we need to talk, now she's communicating it in very certain ways, but that are more passive aggressive, that are more peripheral, and usually are going to involve more agitating.
Yes, but they could be passive or they could be aggressive. She could be pushing in or she could be pulling back, but she's trying to get his attention and she's turning up the volume. That's step seven. Then in step eight, the husband responds. And this is what he says to her. Do you see how you are? Do you see how you act? When you act like that, that's why I don't talk to you. Do you see what you're doing? That's who you are. And that's why I don't talk to you, because you act like that and you do those things. Who would want to talk to you?
Yeah, and this is, you can notice as these cycles of interaction happen throughout this whole process, is that with each cycle, there's an escalation in emotional volatility. I mean, it's like on both sides. Now emotions are stirring on both sides. And what I find interesting, Stephen, is that as these emotions are stirring, there's a great likelihood that what starts to happen in each of these successive encounters is that whatever might have been the original issue that she's wanting to come to him with is getting pushed further and further in the background, and it's becoming just about whatever the emotional antics are going on in the current conversation. You know, and yes. Even right here, you know, you said some of the responses could be, you see how you are. Well, a lot of that is, guess what? There's going to be things that are going to pop up from the past, and it's going to become about those things and, you know, never get to the issue of the hurt that she's carrying, the pain that she's carrying. In fact, probably going to add some more hurt and some more pain to the overall situation.
So step nine, then, is she's just attacked by her husband. She is shamed when someone says, look at you. You know how you are. That's who you are. That's all you are. That's what your worth is. You're just this out of control, can't manage yourself female who wants to slop all emotions into my life. And so he pushes back. She takes it as an attack. She is shamed by his language, and she feels shame on the inside. And she thinks and she waits. And in step 10, she apologizes. She goes to him and she says, I'm sorry for the way I acted. I don't want to be that kind of a woman. I didn't mean it. I didn't want to hurt you. And she apologizes to him.
This is Pure Sex Radio with your hosts, Jonathan and Stephen, online at puresexradio.com.
Shame is a really, really powerful thing, and it's especially with a woman. I think she would rather carry the hurt than carry the shame. There's something that's just debilitating about a woman who has been shamed by her husband, it's crippling. It's something that she it's too heavy of a weight for her to carry. She'd almost rather carry whatever the pain was that she came into this whole cycle with than to carry the additional weight of the shame. And so that's why she then takes it upon herself to take that first step of apologizing and trying to make things kind of status quo again. Let's just get the smooth waters back.
Yes. She wants to level everything out. She wants there to be peace again.
Because even though the underlying pain is still there, if the waters are calm, that can bring some sense of stability and security to her world.
And he came out and he scared her, right?
Yeah,
he didn't soothe her, calm her, love on her, sit with her, hold her, thank her. He didn't do anything, but he pushed back on her in a scary sort of way, and she apologized. Step 11, she's still hurting. But now she's hurting alone, and she cries alone, and she's facing a lot of aloneness. She's married and alone. She's married and feels single. She's married and wants to talk, and she can't. It's painful. It's lonely. And she cries.
Sometimes I wonder if there's anything more painful in a woman's mind or in a woman's world than being married yet feeling alone. Because most women have just incredible imagination and the dreams of what intimacy looks like in a marriage and what closeness.
Romance.
And
love.
All of that. And so then when those dreams start to kind of crumble and she finds herself still in a marriage, yet feeling, you know, further and further away from this, what she dreamed of, romance and love and intimacy, then that's a very painful spot for her to be in, because it's stripping her of her identity, it's stripping her of her dreams.
And what she's designed to be. Now, we're talking to men, and we're talking to women, and we're training men, is our motto, and educating women. And I hope everyone is listening. I hope the men are listening to how critical it is to talk to your wife. And I hope the women that we are adequately expressing what some women feel, because it's no small thing. And if this pattern repeats, and it does, it doesn't happen just once, it happens over and over in the early years. And in step 12, she starts to pull back. She starts to stop asking. She starts to stop talking. She just feels distant. And this marriage has this giant void in it. Two people, one marriage, two lives, separate, not connected. And we are called to be great lovers. And men that are sane and check their sexuality can be great lovers. And women that are not wounded from their past are designed to be great lovers. And a woman in pursuit of a dialogue with a man is a woman acting as she was designed to go engage her husband. And I hope you hear that, gentlemen. She is trying to connect with you, not scare you, not threaten you, not overwhelm you. In step 13, the pattern repeats year after year after year. And they say, I've been married 10 years. I've been married 15 years. I've been married 20 years. I've been married 25 years. And step 14, she loses hope. Her dream starts to die of having a great encounter, a great love story, a great romance, to be one as we're called to be one by the Father. They became one. When she tries to talk to you, she's trying to close the gap and become one.
And what ends up happening is, over the years, you have a roommate situation. And we see this time and time again. And And I want to really pose a challenge to the men, because if your wife has stopped asking you to talk, guys, sound the alarm. I mean, that if you remember something in your past in your marriage where your wife has come to you in the past and said, we need to talk, or, you know, I've got something I need to share with you, and you're not hearing those words anymore, guys, you're in a dangerous situation in your marriage. You're in jeopardy of losing your wife forever. And I'm not necessarily talking about divorce here, but I'm talking about her emotional self withering and dying on the vine, and you will be left with a shell of a woman who will grow increasingly bitter toward you over the years because she's lost who she is. And the great thing is, guys, as husbands, you have this amazing ability as well as responsibility to, like, put wind in her sails, to breathe life into her, to engage her in a way that she can blossom and grow and be something you never imagined she could be. And see, guys, so many times we place all of the responsibility, all of the burden, all of the weight of the work on our wife's shoulders and say, well, if she'd just be this, if she'd just do that, if she. And guys, you know what? If I read my Bible correctly, it says that I'm to love her as Christ loved the church and laid his life down for her. We are called to die for our wives. If you will start, you know, engaging her in conversations, maybe even, this is a crazy idea.
You don't have to die today. You do have to talk to her.
Yeah. And I was going to say, here's even a crazy idea. Maybe you initiate a conversation with her. It goes like this. Hey, you know, honey, we haven't talked in a while. Is there anything that's been, like, heavy on your heart lately? Or what are you learning? What struggles have you been facing lately? Is there any way I can encourage you in your life today?
Yes, that's excellent. Let me make it simple for the slow men in class, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
Ask her two questions. Ask her, one, tell me something good about your day. Just make her talk to you. Tell me something good about your day. So then she'll tell you, oh, you know what happened? This, 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 and this. Oh, that's good. Now, second question. Tell me something hard about your day. And she'll say, well, I waited. It took too long. That was look, when she talks to you, she's bonding to you. So take our questions, tweak our questions, make up your own questions, but go and pursue your bride.
And I think, folks, for both the husband and the wife here, I think it's important to understand this cycle for a couple of reasons. Number one, for husbands, like we've been telling you, there's the potential of you losing the heart of your wife. And when you lose the heart of your wife, she becomes more susceptible to it being captured by another and being led astray into areas of either emotional affair or some other sort of where she's going to get fed. And women, for you, in this hurting cycle, you know, men, your husband has this, when he is angry and distant and all those sorts of things, there's so much more potential for him getting involved in pornography and other things that are going to capture his attention. And so our hope is that by sharing this with you, you can maybe take an assessment of your marriage and say, okay, is my wife going through this hurting cycle? Have I not heard those words in recent years of we need to talk? And if so, what can we begin to do in order to recapture some intimacy, re-spark the romance? Now, next week, we're going to be speaking specifically to the wives in giving you 10 practical things that you can do to deal with this hurt in very constructive, productive ways so that, you know, as you've gone through this cycle, however many times you've gone through it in your marriage and feel you're coming up empty, you're feeling lonely, you're feeling like you're losing your sense of who you are, we want to give you a sense of hope, breathe some hope back into your life, and hopefully even back into your marriage as we give you these 10 practical ways to deal with the hurt in your life.
Yes, but before we leave, gentlemen, please do small things daily. Call your wife and just say, how are you doing? I'm thinking about you. I wanted to check on you. Call your wife from work. Ask her to sit on the couch with you and just sit with you and just stroke her hair. And then just ask her, just talk to me. Tell me about you. I want to hear about you. Gentlemen, I know it's easy to become overwhelmed, but working on our marriage is our call for eternity. You will one day present your bride to Christ. Work well, my friends. Work well.
Well, folks, we are glad you've been with us this week, and we look forward to having you back here again next week when you come at you with the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Today's Purity Pointer, making a point that makes a difference. Brought to you by Pure Sex Radio.
Rediscover meaningful conversations. We live in a fast-paced, tech-driven society. Facebook, BlackBerry, and TV on demand are part of our everyday lives. Ironically, with all these points of connection, there can actually be a decrease in meaningful face-to-face conversations with those we love. And since sexual addiction thrives in isolation and secrecy, one must be extra vigilant against being lured into only communicating through electronic devices. Rediscover the joy and closeness that is part of having meaningful conversations about the real issues of your life. Resist the temptation to try and live life through a machine.
Purity Pointer is a service of Pure Sex Radio. Listen to more Purity Pointers at puresexradio.com.
Jonathan Doherty's book, Secrets, is the true story that takes you on his journey through brokenness and despair that will captivate you, encourage you, and ultimately motivate you to live your own life to the fullest. It is a story of a man who had a secret, one that shaped his view of life and relationships for 13 years. Secrets is Jonathan's story of overcoming addiction, infidelity, and finally finding the path that led him to a place of true peace and freedom. Whether you are living a double life of secrecy and lies or not, Secrets will move you to reconsider how you live your life from this moment on, challenging you to live each day with no more regrets. Secrets, a true story of addiction, infidelity, and second chances, is available wherever Christian books are sold or on the book's website at www.secretsbook.net. You've been listening to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Learn more about our show at puresexradio.com. Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial support of listeners like you. Our mailing address is coming up. Get your pens ready. You can also contact us by phone at 1-800-49-PURITY. That's 1-800-49-PURITY. Our mailing address for your notes and donations is Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 401, San Antonio, Texas 78217. Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.